I can't even remember where I heard about the 1862, but I remember asking my dad, and all he could say was Tajikido, and that means it's really hard, and that's all he said.
In other words, it was so hard he couldn't talk about it.
And we knew when we asked our parents something, we knew not to pry and ask more, because we would receive that lesson when the time was right. And I guess the time was never right because he never told us about the 1862. And it's probably because my grandfather was sent to Davenport Prison, stayed there for 4 years, and then he came back.
Was that grandfather involved in the war ever in any way? Was he a warrior or
He definitely was a warrior.
any family stories come from his experience? Did he tell anyone else that you ever talked to?
Yes, my grandfather's name was Moses Columbus. He had a sister, Elizabeth Columbus. She married a Red Wing from Flandreau. And because of the separation of the family when he was sent to Davenport, we never knew about Elizabeth or her children until 2003, when the Wolfchild lawsuit started. That's when we found out about Elizabeth's relatives. There are a lot of them.
That had to be a rather delightful
Oh,
surprise.
very much so. Because Moses had several children, I think five. Three of the younger brothers died when they were young. One died in a fire, and then that left my auntie Valerie and my dad. My auntie Valerie never had any children. So my dad had 17 children, but a lot of my brothers never had children. So we thought we were just a small little family. We had no cousins, from my auntie. And then to find out that I was just really happy that I found all these people that, came from William Columbus.